Chapter 73.1. Translator. Zia, Editor. Ellie, the urgent report, delivered at lightning speed, exhausted several horses along the way. The messenger stumbled into the grand hall, falling to his knees with a thud. His voice, hoarse to the point of near failure, rasped out the dire news. The Dawin bandits have invaded the border and have broken into Dingaliang City. General Huwei has abandoned the city and fled. The border is in danger. Having delivered the report, the messenger collapsed on the spot, leaving the court in an uproar. Yan Yunshu's face suddenly darkened, and a raging fury surged in her heart. My lords, what are your thoughts? All eyes turned toward Xu Ting, who stood silently in the hall. Mixed emotions swirled among the gathered officials. The Zhenbian Defense Queen, Queen of Zhenbian, should have been stationed at the border, safeguarding the nation's peace. Yet the late Empress, acting out of selfishness, had recalled Xu Xuan and sent an incompetent officer to oversee Soi Zhao and Dingaliang instead. Soi Zhao was Dian's critical bulwark against the northwestern barbarians. If Soi Zhao fell and the invaders crossed the Shanhai Pass, they could sweep through unchecked and march directly on the capital. While the military officials maintained their composure, the civilian officials were visibly shaken. The old Taifu Wang stepped forward, his expression resolute and his voice firm. Your Majesty, Dawin has broken the treaty and invaded Dingaliang. We must immediately dispatch troops to retaliate and defend our nation's dignity. As Taifu Wang spoke, other ministers rose to echo his resolve. Your Majesty, I second the motion. I second the motion. I second the motion. Your Majesty, please send the Queen of Zhenbian to lead the campaign against the invaders, one minister demanded indignantly. Unexpectedly, another minister immediately opposed the idea. Your Majesty, that would be unwise. Dawin has already taken Dingaliang. The Queen of Zhenbian must remain stationed at Hangu Pass, the final line of defense for the capital, in case of emergencies. This statement sent a ripple of fear through the court. Ministers began nodding in agreement, emphasizing the need to prioritize the safety of the capital and keep the Zhenbian Queen at Hangu Pass. The court still has many capable generals to lead this campaign. We can appoint Xu Ting as the deputy commander. Together, they will surely drive out the invaders. I believe this plan is feasible, several officials concurred. The court was reassured by the proposal. Xu Ting's reputation as a fierce and capable warrior provided nearly as much confidence as that of the Zhenbian Queen herself. However, Xu Ting was too young and lacked experience, so another main general was sent to take charge of the overall situation. A steady and experienced main general paired with a sharp and daring deputy was a combination certain to cripple the presumptuous forces of Dawin. Your Majesty, I request the honor of serving as the lead general to repel the invaders. Xu Ting suddenly stepped forward to request an assignment. She understood that it was her duty to fight for the nation, and evading this responsibility was not an option. However, she did not see the need for a capital-bound general, unfamiliar with the borderlands, to act as her superior. Dawin, her old nemesis. If she had managed to devastate their forces 2 years ago, she was confident she could drive them back to their homeland this time as well. Outsiders believed that Xu Ting was merely following the orders of her mother, Xu Xuan, assisting in the charge and execution of strategies. In truth, Xu Ting had long been involved in the planning and deployment of strategies against the enemy. Among the 400,000 troops stationed at the border in Soi Zhao, Xu Ting's reputation and authority were no less than that of Xu Xuan herself. The moment Xu Ting spoke, the court was thrown into chaos once again. While it was true that Xu Ting was a prodigious talent, her youth made it hard for anyone to entrust the safety of the nation to such an inexperienced girl. Perhaps, when the Zhenbian queen grew old, Xu Ting would naturally succeed her mother as the nation's guardian. But for now, many considered her overconfident and reckless. Some ministers were so outraged they felt Xu Ting was treating this grave matter like a joke. However, the court's doubts did not extend to Yan Yunshu. If anything, the empress held an almost blind faith in Xu Ting. I hereby appoint Xu Ting, daughter of the Zhenbian Queen, as the commander-in-chief to repel the invading forces. Set out immediately, Yan Yunshu's voice echoed through the hall. The urgency of the situation left no room for further debate. With the nation in peril, all factional disputes and personal grievances were set aside as the ministers swiftly mobilized to ensure Xu Ting's army was fully supported. Dawin had already seized Dingaliang, there was no time to waste. With 30,000 troops ready to march, Xu Ting donned her armor and prepared to lead her forces into battle. Du Xian felt uneasy from the moment he woke up that morning. While sewing a small outfit for the baby, he pricked his finger with the needle. Later, in the garden, he nearly twisted his ankle and fell. Shaken and filled with lingering fear, he lost all enthusiasm and returned to his room. In the afternoon, Xu Ting suddenly returned, flanked by Hong Feng and Liu Tang, both clad in armor, along with two rows of soldiers. Xu Ting, Du Xian stood up abruptly. Seeing Xu Ting dressed like this, a bad premonition arose in his heart, instantly filling him with anxiety. In her armor, Xu Ting exuded a battlefield aura laden with the scent of war. For a moment, Du Xian was transported back to that fateful night during the imperial succession struggle, his heart pounding as if it were about to leap from his chest. That night, Xu Ting's sword had been retrieved from the armory, its bloodstains only recently wiped clean.